SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar, terdapat penambahan sekitar 2,5 juta warga Australia yang kini diklasifikasikan sebagai penderita obesitas dibandingkan dengan satu dekade yang lalu ketika pemerintah federal mempertimbangkan usulan untuk membatasi iklan junk food yang ditargetkan kepada anak-anak. Angka-angka baru ini menyoroti perspektif alternatif mengenai apa artinya menjadi gemuk serta apa yang menyulitkan komunitas migran. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Ciara Hin dan Diana Damjanovic untuk SBS News. Obesitas kini digambarkan sebagai masalah kesehatan terbesar di Australia. Sebuah laporan baru mengatakan jumlah warga Australia yang hidup dengan obesitas meningkat hampir 2 kali lipat dalam 1 dekade terakhir. Dari 3,9 juta pada tahun 2012, kini menjadi 6,3 juta pada tahun 2022. Artinya, lebih dari 60% penduduk Australia kini tergolong kelebihan berat badan atau obesitas. Penasihat obesitas kolektif, Dr. Terry Lynn South, mengatakan hal ini sangat mengkhawatirkan, terutama bagi anak-anak.
Particularly when it comes to children and adolescents, if they are struggling from this chronic health condition that we are calling obesity so young in life, it means they are potentially living with this medical condition for a lot longer years than someone who develops the condition as an adult. And as such, the longer that you are carrying concerning excessive body weight, as in body fat tissue, the more there is risks of the related health conditions.
Laporan dari Obesity Collective menyoroti hubungan antara obesitas dan kerugian. Tingkat obesitas yang lebih tinggi ditemukan di wilayah pedesaan dan regional, komunitas miskin, wilayah dan tingkat pendidikan rendah, dan komunitas pribumi. Stephen Simpson adalah pemimpin kolektif dan ketua Obesitas Australia. Berikut ini pendapatnya.
Any community that is socioeconomically disadvantaged, marginalized, living remotely or rural or remote or even on the verges of our bigger cities, where the options for healthy diet, for example, are low compared with the more affluent. That's a set of circumstances that's going to substantially increase the risk of obesity. And they're the circumstances that are often those experienced by our culturally and linguistically diverse populations.
Obesity Collective menyerukan perubahan luas mengenai cara penanganan dan perawatan obesitas di Australia, terutama pendekatan sempit di mana masyarakat diminta untuk makan lebih sedikit dan lebih banyak bergerak. Dr. South mengatakan stigma adalah segalanya.
Stigma, bias, discrimination is one of the biggest barriers for anybody trying to access healthcare, let alone trying to access healthcare for this chronic condition called obesity. And I think it's not just the individual stigma of the young person, but the associated stigma that the whole family can feel as part of that. Particularly in a young person, it's not an individual treatment, it's very much a family affair, and that makes it even harder to try and treat something that's a chronic complex condition because we need to treat it within a family unit.
Hanya ada sedikit pergerakan dari pemerintah federal mengenai obesitas di Australia. Namun baru-baru ini ada desakan dari anggota parlemen independen untuk membatasi jumlah penayangan iklan dari junk food. Anggota independen dari McKellar, Dr. Sophie Scams, mengatakan pemerintah federal harus berbuat lebih banyak untuk memerangi statistik ini.
There's actually the National Obesity Strategy, which has been on the table for the last 2 years. And what I'm also calling for is for the government to fund that in this budget. It's a multi-pronged strategy that would address this very significant problem. We know that people in the unhealthy weight range, it causes so many chronic diseases like heart attack, stroke, diabetes, obesity, dementia, all these things. And we already have our hospital system that is overwhelmed and ambulances ramping. We need to do something to prevent the problem rather than trying to treat it at the other end, which is obviously not working.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai obesitas di Australia yang disusun oleh Ciara Hin dan Diana Dayanovic untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.